It's Tuesday, December 3rd, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today: EU and US government moves, cybersecurity employment data and lessons for employers, and Microsoft adds some stickiness to the edge. This is the business of tech. In the EU, Google is being investigated by antitrust regulators again. The EU's focus is on data related to local search services, online advertising, online ad targeting services, login services, web browsers, and others, according to Reuters. In the US, a bipartisan group of lawmakers have called for a national security coordinator to work across the country's emerging 5G wireless telecommunications platform. The chairs and ranking members of the Intelligence, Homeland Security, Foreign Relations, and Armed Services Committees urged U.S. Security Advisor Robert O'Brien to focus on a national security strategy for 5G networks that overlays the individual agencies in a letter last week. Why do we care? This is not the first time the EU has investigated Google, and notable because under GDPR, fines continue to grow over time. The more times you're investigated, the greater the fine. And as fines increases, they may see more changes in behavior. These fines begin to have real teeth. In the US, this is also not the first call for a national strategy, as a bill back in May is stuck in the House. There appears to be an increasing focus on technology legislation, and we should expect some of these bills to begin to coalesce into action over time. The ISC, a trade association for IT security professionals, has released its 2019 Cybersecurity Workforce Study. Some of the big findings? The global cybersecurity workforce needs to grow by 145% to meet demand, and 62% in the U.S. The current workforce shortage is nearly 500,000 people. The workforce is happy. 71% in North America are satisfied with their jobs, and respondents have an average of 9 years in an IT role. The average salary in North America is $90,000. The report also includes four items for recruiting and retaining talent. The list: highlight relevant on-the-job work experience, training, and advancement opportunities, level set applicant qualifications, grow the workforce through targeted recruiting, and develop the existing IT pros via investment and education. Why do we care? The hiring advice is solid for anyone in technology services at all, as each of these is useful. For those concerned about investing in staff and having them depart, remember the quote from a CFO back to a CEO about this: what if we don't invest in them and they stay? Cybersecurity has a bright future as a career option with these numbers, and employers who invest in staff in this way will certainly have valuable skills to provide to the marketplace, which is clearly starved for such talent. With companies citing this much need, there is a massive opportunity here to supply it. Microsoft announced upcoming features for their improved Edge browser, which will feature an enterprise-centric tab. In the enterprise, through the activation of a group policy object, the browser will become a front end to the cloud Office 365 platform. The production-ready browser is scheduled to release on January 15th. Why do we care? Normally, product releases aren't that interesting, but this one has two reasons to highlight. First, it shows Microsoft's continued investment in differentiation in the enterprise. Despite rebuilding the browser based on Google's Chromium, they are looking for ways to differentiate the cloud, and this is one. Second, this is a pretty powerful opportunity for stickiness and additional value for anyone delivering solutions around the Microsoft stack, which is a lot of technology solution providers, considering the ecosystem built by Microsoft. Here's an easy way to add more value to the engagement. Link in the show notes. Today's episode was brought to you by the Killing It podcast. Episode 35 is out, the discussion about cultural norms after the discussion of AI ethics. The guys move into how Google constantly adjusts its algorithm, and a listener topic about companies that negotiate or pay off ransomware. Should you or your clients negotiate with the criminals? Three experts, three topics, 30 minutes, and one focus on making money in IT. Catch the show in your favorite podcatcher or on mspradio.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. You can find us online at mspradio.com, your favorite podcatcher, in your newsflash for Amazon Alexa. Find episodes on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. If you like what you hear, write us a review on Apple Podcasts and share our Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube feeds to help us grow the audience. Thanks for that, and we'll see you tomorrow.